episode 482, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Why Won't My Child Talk to Me?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, sweet, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, adorable ladies. How are you doing? Could I get any more adjectives in there? You are the bomb today. You are on fire, and I am absolutely delighted that you are here. All of the friends around the world. Oh, my goodness. You know, you guys, I just want to tell you, you fill my soul. You bring me such joy, and I am so grateful for you. And I just want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, that you bless me every single day when I know you're listening, and I feel like you invite me into your living room, just like you're here right now with me. We're having this girl time chat, and this is the best time. It's my favorite time, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I'm really here to serve you. I want to help you with where you're going. We can do life better together. It helps to have those around us and that are, have like minds, and being able to kind of filter through the chaos and the busyness and the fluffy stuff even. And the fluffy stuff can be great, but we can get really bogged down. And so I'm absolutely delighted that you're here. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome. Big squeeze and hugs to you, to this amazing, incredible family. You have found a place to call home, and I'm glad you're here. If you want to learn more about Create Your Now, head on over to createyournow.com. You can read more about me and what we're doing here, touching lives, reaching women around the world. Because you see, we start here with women, and you guys go out and you impact the world around you. You are a woman of impact. You're pushing ahead, creating transformation. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. But today, guess what? We are chatting about confessions of an upset mama. Why won't my child talk to me? Oh, okay. So if you don't have children still living with you at home, maybe they're already grown. You still need to listen up. And if you don't have any children and you're like, well, I don't have to worry about them. Okay. Fur babies, maybe not so much count for this, but your spouses do. So don't hang up on this. You need to listen, because I'm going to give you some information here that can take not only your relationship with your children to the next level, but it can take your relationship with your marriage to the next level. Because I believe we have left communication on the table. We don't talk about it because we think we already know how to talk about it. Women should just always carry on a conversation. We should always know what to say. But why won't my child talk to me? I don't know. Why won't they? You see, I find it very interesting. I'm outside in our neighborhood and I'm watching this this mom come down, and obviously with the grandparents, grandpa and grandma were walking with her, and their little girl was riding in one of those automatic like Barbie Jeeps, and they were driving down a really nice sunny day, and they were obviously on their way down to pick up brother, because then I saw them coming back and they had big bro with them. And so it was interesting because I was watching, just watching the communication, how mama was interacting with her children. Now we're talking probably 3 and 5 years old here, not quite, you know, preschool age, so not quite kindergarten, but he looked a little bit older, so probably he's going to go to kindergarten next year. But you could tell that there was just kind of a disconnect there. She wanted everything her way, and the language that she was using wasn't registering with these little children. She was talking almost over their head. They weren't getting it. And not that we have to talk down to our children, I'm not saying that, but we do need to talk on a level that they understand. Just like when you have a conversation with your best friend, if you are this amazing Einstein and you have this huge vocabulary, but maybe your best friend never went to college and reading is totally not of interest to her, you can't use maybe as big of words, because maybe that's not her vocabulary. And a lot of things are going to get lost in the conversation. So we have to understand who we're talking to. But as mamas, what do we do? We think we're right. We always want to take the high road. And we think we know how to talk to our children, but we don't stop long enough to understand where they're coming from. We shut the door. Actually, we slam the door on them when they want to come and chat with us. We're always too busy. You see, it's very interesting. I've had the privilege now, and I say privilege because it is an honor. I have five beautiful children, and so I believe I've been blessed with them. And to be able to be their mom, well, I take it very, very seriously. And one of the things my husband and I have really worked hard on is having open communication with them. And being from a homeschool family, and then we had them in private school. We've also had them in public schools. And now some of them are in college because they're old enough. They've had the whole gamut. They've seen it all. And we've moved all over the United States. And so they've met lots of people from different countries who've come over here on visas. It's been awesome. And communication has just been a real focus. Because I always wanted to have a good relationship with my kids, and that meant open communication. I wanted them to be able to come to me with anything. But I have moms that come to me and say, oh, why won't my child talk to me? I just don't get it. I know I say this thing, I probably said this sentence 500 times already to them, and they don't get it. What is it going to take me? You know, do I have to beat them over the head with it, literally? Sometimes, mamas, that's what you're doing. We're beating them over the head with what we think they need to hear instead of first stepping back and listening to what they're saying so that they are actually heard, so therefore they're opened to what we have to say. We do the same thing with our spouses. Think about it. Come on. How many times do you have a conversation and all of a sudden he like shuts the door? He's like, I'm done, and walks out. It's finished. Not literally shutting the door. But he stops the conversation. How many times do you want to talk to him at night and he's done? Why? Because maybe that's not the right time to be talking to him. He's more of a morning person. He is best awake and alert during the morning times. If you get him after work, after he's put in those 10, 12 hour long days and he's tired and all he wants to do is come and chill out, and you want to sit here and have this long conversation, because women, we like to talk, don't we? We do. And we get on our little high horse and we expect them to hear everything that we have to say because we want to hear everything that they say, and we listen. But we sometimes have an ulterior motive involved. We can't listen with ulterior motives. We can't do that with our children. We can't have communication when there are words of war and war of words. It goes both ways. But we seem to want it only our way. If you want open communication, you have to begin to learn how to converse. Conversation takes more than one person. Now, I can have a conversation with myself, but it's not truly a conversation. It's more of an internal dialogue, even if I'm saying it out loud. It's not a conversation, even though I might say it is, because I talk to myself all the time. A conversation is with more than one. We can't converse with just us. You know, me, myself, and I. Only you. You can't have a conversation. Think about it this way. We don't converse with our children or our spouses. We attack. We demand. We expect a certain response from them based on what we say. But what we get is a closed door and no ears to hear. We are setting our own self up. We're closing the door because we're not willing to leave it open for them. I can remember my daughter. I went out Sunday night, and I didn't really plan this, but had to get some last minute things for one of my boys at school. And so I found myself going out, and I really didn't want to do it, but I did it anyway. You know, moms, we do those things, those last minute things that we have to do. And so I went out, and oddly enough, I ran into my daughter, and I truly believe it was divine intervention. But it happened to be where I was getting pizza. And so she pulls up and honks her horn at me, and I was like, oh, you know, it was great to see her. She was coming off work and she steps out and I said, hey, can I buy you dinner? And she laughs. She goes, oh, mama, you don't have to do that. I said, no, let me do that. Even though I'd already just bought pizza because daddy was out of town and I thought, okay, the kids will enjoy pizza. I can have my good, wonderful, fresh salad and all, you know, we'll call it good. Well, so I go in, we get pizza, et cetera, come back out. And it's kind of getting late. It's, you know, maybe 7:30, 7:45, something like that. And we were just kind of conversing. Finals were coming up. And all of a sudden she says, well, mom, I want to tell you something. And I want to talk to you. Key right there. That was a key. Most mamas would kind of maybe brush over it. Or they'd say, oh, yeah, because they're on a time schedule. And they want to get to it. Do you know we talked for about 30 minutes after that? I stopped everything. The pizzas got cold. That's all right. That's why we have something called a microwave, right? Sometimes our conversations, our communications, when we want to hear and listen to our children, they don't come at our convenience. And mamas, a lot of the times, that's what we're looking for. We want to communicate on our convenience. We want to talk to our husbands at our convenient time instead of putting them first and saying, gosh, how can I serve them better and be open to when they want to talk? My son went off on a trip, on a band trip, and he was a little leery about it. Wasn't really sure if that's what he wanted to do. And he was kind of like, oh, mom, I'm bummed. I don't want to do it. It's an awkward stage. He's in eighth grade. And he's like, ah, I don't know. I just don't have any really good band friends. And I'm like, hun, you'll have fun. I said, you'll enjoy it. Go out and just don't think about it. Just go and have fun. Make sure you're always with a group because they were going to a new town. I said, I don't want you wandering by yourself. But I said, you know, if nothing else, hang with the instructor. And he's like, okay. So off he goes. And I was in the middle of something. All of a sudden, I got a text. And the text read, it's awesome, mom. And I was like, okay. So I responded. I was like, oh, that's great. Have a great time. Have lots of fun. Next thing you know, a picture pops up and another picture pops up. Okay, this was the boy who told me he wasn't going to have fun. And all of a sudden now I'm in the middle of my day, my time. You know, that this is my office time and I'm sitting here and he wants to chat with me. It wasn't quite convenient for me, but did I make time for him? Yes. Why won't my child talk to me? Maybe it's because you're expecting the discussions and the conversations to be on your time or on your spouse's time. What about on their time? What about being open to that? You don't want to have war of words with your children. You want to be able to build them up. And you want them always to come to you with anything. Well, at least that's how I want. And even with my husband, I want him to be open enough to come to me for anything. No matter how hard it is of a discussion, we need to have that open communication. And I think you want that too. But again, we take communication for granted. We think we know how to talk. We think we know how to have a conversation. We think we know how to do it, but ultimately we really don't. And we fail at it over and over and over again. And that makes this mama a little upset. So today, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Why won't my child talk to me? How can you change that to that they will talk to you? You need to communicate when they reach out. It's called chat. C-H-A-T. Now we're going to break this down into four. Yes, I'm making it simple for you. That's all. It's all about simplicity. We're going to break it down into the four letters, C-H-A-T, chat. And this will be an easy way for you to remember. Now, you implement this with your children. You implement this in your marriage. I guarantee you, you are going to find a shift. I have noticed it. My clients have used it. My friends have used it. And I watch how it changes the dynamics in the conversation. And it gets better and better and better. And guess what? You get better at doing it. So you want to use the chat. Okay, so number one, C, is connect. You have to connect. You need to be available when they want to talk. even if it's midnight. My eldest son, who's in college, my mom was visiting, and it was a later night. We had a performance. I think it was a performance, or maybe it was prom night. Okay, I've totally lost it. We had an event. Whatever event it was a big event, which caused us to be up later than normal. Anyway, he comes home, and all of a sudden, he gets this chatterbug, and he just wants to talk. We probably talked for like an hour. It was way past midnight, and I'm like, Grandma's got to go to sleep, and I'm falling asleep, but you know what? I can lose sleep when my child wants to talk to me. See, connect, be available when they want to talk, even if it's at midnight, even if it's in the middle of the day. I know sometimes my high school daughter, she'll send me a text in the middle of the day, and I'm like, really? Aren't you supposed to be studying? Well, sometimes their teachers, they get their work done and they get permission to use their phone. So she'll send me a text. We'll have this whole conversation for about 5 minutes that she won't have with me here in the house. Connect when they want to connect. Make time for them. That's C, number one. Number two, H is hear. Hear their side of the story, even if you don't agree. This is your chance to hear their heart. We need to hear intently. Stephen Covey says this: most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. We need to listen with the intent to understand. We need to hear that. Hear intently, on purpose, okay? Being present. Watch their mannerisms, how they use their words. How are they standing? What do they look like to you? Are their eyes really droopy? And it's not just because you're talking at midnight, but what is it? All of this is all part of the conversation. So H is here. Number three, are you ready for this? A, accept. Accept means to understand. No judgment here. We have a tendency to put our children down and we don't even know that we're doing it. Why? Because we want them to understand. You know, they'll start a conversation. Let's say they're talking about friends. Oh, mom, you know, I've got this friend at school and she is just, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. And all of a sudden, you're already formulating what? In your mind, your reply, right? What Stephen Covey said. You're listening with the intent to reply, not the intent to understand. So you're formulating your reply, thinking that you already know, because see, we're already trying to shut them down and we haven't even heard anything. There's been no conversation. And we don't realize it, but that's actually putting them down. That's hurting them. That's not allowing them to experience and to grow within themselves. This is the same for your husbands. Wives, are you listening up? We are so, so quick to cut them off in the middle of a sentence. I want you to think about it the next time you have a conversation with your husband. How quick are you to intervene or to chime in, so to speak, when they are talking and you're having a conversation? You want to interject real quick and then all of a sudden, boom, you shut them down. And you don't understand, but that's putting them down. That's slamming the door in their face. Imagine, do you want to slam the door in your child's face or at the front door of your home with your husband standing there? That's what you're doing. You're standing there and they're knocking saying, I want to talk to you. And when you come in and you chime in and you cut them off, that's what you're doing. You're slamming the door and you wonder why they don't want to talk to you. Okay, so A, accept their position. That doesn't mean you agree with it. Hear me out, mamas. That doesn't mean you are agreeing with it, but you need to listen and accept where they are. This is a growing place for them, even if it's a cute little conversation. I mean, I'm telling you, those 2 and 3 and 4 year olds can talk your ear off and they can keep going and going and going. They are beyond the Energizer bunny. And then you get old like us, you know, these older mamas, and we're like, if only I could have that energy again. But they can just talk, 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 and they may say the same thing for like 5, 6, 10 sentences, but just different ways. That's okay. You need to let them do that. Because when you shut them down and you don't allow them to open up, they're not going to understand the whole idea of conversation. You see, you're teaching them also at the same time that you're what? Communicating with them. When you accept them, A for accept, you're what? You're giving them respect. When you chime in, you're attacking them and you're cutting them off. So think about that. So number one, C is connect. Two, H is here. Three, A, accept. And finally, number four, I know this is probably going to knock you out of, you know, out of the world here, off your socks here. But I got to tell you this, T is for text. This is the language. And what I mean by this is, yes, how are they speaking to you? Maybe they're talking to you what? Via a phone, a text. Funny, my children, when they were younger, most of them, all of them but one have a phone now. So four of the five have a phone. And so our youngest doesn't have one, but he does have a tablet, so he can text us if he wants to that way. And if I'm gone, if I'm doing something and he's at home chilling out and he wants to send me a message, he can do so. And he does it quite frequently, which I absolutely love. But you see, sometimes, you know, when they were younger, they would just chat. Now they get older and sometimes the conversations aren't face-to-face and mouth-to-mouth or talking on the phone. It's texting now. And that's why I wanted to throw this in here, because moms, you got to learn to text and you got to understand their language. How are they speaking to you? Maybe it's through Facebook. Maybe it's texting. Maybe it's Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Snapchat is huge. If you have older children, or maybe they're even in their 20s, you know, they maybe it might be in college now. Hey, get a Snapchat. And just see, learn about it. Why, if nothing else, you are learning their language. You are learning how they communicate. Plus, that makes you a hip mom. So you always want to be a hip mom. I'm just saying. It can't hurt you, right? So when you look at this for chat, your child is no longer going to sit here and not want to talk to you, because you've connected with them. You've heard them. You've accepted them. And you're open to their language and their text, how they're communicating with you. If you want to be an amazing mom, an amazing wife, an amazing woman of impact, you have to learn communication. We have to learn these skills of conversation. You can take these four things, and I guarantee you it will take your relationships, all of them across the board, whether they're itty bitty or older and wiser, it will take it all to the next level. Go out and try it, because remember, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen to the intent to reply. It's time that we listen to understand. It's time that we be present in our conversations. Be available so they always come to you. Because you never want to slam that door shut, ever. You want to have that open communication. You want to love on them. You want to be with them. And I'm telling you, the older we get in our relationships, even with our husbands, one thing that I've noticed now, unfortunately, and we'll put this on the back burner a little bit, but I want to touch on it here just for a minute, even though I know we're going a little bit longer on time, is that we lose our communication with our spouses, and our children get older, and then you're left with mom and dad, and they feel like they don't have anything to talk about, because the only thing they've ever talked about really has been about life, and all of it has revolved around the children and not so much around their lives and what they want. You still have to grow as a couple. You need to communicate, and that is an essential part of a very successful, and I mean, just, you know, when I'm talking about an amazing and incredible marriage, you got to have communication. It's got to be there. It's a number one source, and a number one source to survival in this world is communication. So don't take it lightly. Don't assume that you know how to talk. Really think about this. Go over the chat. C, connect. H, to hear. A, to accept. T, to text. Go out there. Make it an awesome day, because you rock. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Hey, come on over to our Facebook group, the Women of Impact. Request to join. I want to see you there. This is our time to get to know each other, my time to serve you, and we can interact. It's cool stuff's happening. I want you there. Be there, be square. I love you. We'll talk to you real soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of loves. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.